Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories, and then we'll get into our Florida legislative update. So top three stories are NASA's decommissioned 600-pound spacecraft, some sort of satellite, is falling back to Earth tonight. And they're saying, based on its trajectory, it does have a chance of human contact. Which is a funny way of saying it could hit a human. Like, it could fall on you. You could have human contact with a spacecraft. Like, you mean I'm going to get hurt? That's what you're saying. There's a possibility I'm about to be injured. Then earlier today, Justice Alito has delayed the abortion pill ruling until Friday. That was delayed until today. He's pushed it off yet again. And Elon Musk had his second interview, or the second part of his interview, with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. And he warns of AI's impact on elections. And he calls for more U.S. oversight. And then says, things are getting weird fast. And I'm like, this is Elon Musk. Like, the epitome of weirdness, saying things are getting weird when it comes to artificial intelligence. Like, that should wake us up. When, like, the king of weirdness is like, that's very weird, then we should, like, pay attention a little bit more. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We go through our Florida legislative update every day during the legislative session. We are in the second half of the legislative session right now in Florida. And so they're really trying to ram in a bunch of bills right now. So the full Senate is now ready to listen to that bill about venomous reptiles. This was the one that was going to increase penalties if you basically bring in venomous snakes and venomous reptiles that are non-native. So this isn't made like, I mean, if you're crazy enough to see a water moccasin, you're like, let me go grab this water moccasin by the tail. You're not going to get fined. This is about bringing in non-native venomous species to our state. Because the last thing we need is more non-native species, invasive species, like taking over, like the pythons do down in the Everglades. What was that thing we talked about the other day? Oh, it was an eel. It was some sort of weird Japanese eel or something like that. That's in the Everglades. Yeah, that was gross. And so we don't need more of those things. So the full Senate's going to hear that vote. The lawmakers have approved the catalytic converter anti-theft measure that's going to increase the penalties for catalytic converter theft, as well as purchasing stolen catalytic converters. We mentioned this bill yesterday. The House was looking to pass a sea level rising study just for the state of Florida. There's national ones. There's international ones. They want to have one that studies the impacts of sea level rising in Florida and whether, you know, it's going to impact us and what we can do. The House unanimously passed that bill yesterday that would approve that. They also passed the bill that would protect abandoned cemeteries. You know, we've been discovering these African-American cemeteries through developments. They're like, they're trying to develop a building, and then they are finding headstones and underneath the brush and everything, and they're finding, whoa, these were abandoned African-American cemeteries. And so now they passed a bill that will approve trying to discover these, like find them, and then preserve them. So that passed as well. I'll give you a couple other bills that passed the legislation or that are going through the legislature today. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We have extreme slow traffic on I-10 right now. This is going to include I-10 eastbound, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Garcon Point. We have slow-moving traffic getting onto the Scambia Bay Bridge. This is going to be near Scenic Highway. We had two accidents on the bridge. Minor accidents, but they are causing some major delays. We also on I-10 heading westbound, extremely slow-moving traffic. This is going to be in between 29 and I-110. Expect some slowdowns right between Pine Forest and 29, backing up to I-110 onto the ramp, getting off of I-110 northbound. And of course, our traffic on I-10 is causing some extra slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, backing up onto Scenic Highway all the way down to Addison Drive. If you do see something else on the roads or you have details for the slowdowns, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. That's Executive Landscaping. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923.
So a couple other bills are going through the Florida legislature today to let you know about. The Senate is set to have the full Senate vote on a bill that's going to ease liabilities for roller skating rinks. And apparently there's been a big uptick in lawsuits against roller skating rinks because of people getting hurt. And so now they're saying basically the onus is on the responsibility is on the skaters to protect themselves. Don't sue the rink if you get hurt there, which I think makes sense. We've been talking about this bill off and on, that there's one community left in the state of Florida that still bans pit bulls. You're not allowed to have pit bull. And the state has continued to pass bills that basically says you can't ban certain breeds. Well, this last bill that they're working on will allow you to restrict dogs by their behavior and not their breed, and it will usurp all municipality or neighborhood association rules and regulations and stuff. Some people feel like that's taking away the freedoms and liberties of those neighborhood associations and municipalities from doing these things, but the state legislature is looking at it like this is a way to protect individual rights to be able to get whatever animal they want as a pet without restriction, because not all breeds are just, pit bulls aren't just naturally aggressive. Right. It's just the way a lot of them are raised and everything. So they're trying to deal with that. Then another bill is, we mentioned this yesterday, bills that would delay middle and high school start times. So there's actually a pilot program bill that's going to see what if we started school earlier in high school. In the meantime, while that bill is trying to get through the legislature, there's these other bills that are trying to delay start times to start school. So it's I guess they're looking at both ways. Let's look at maybe starting school earlier. Let's look at starting school later and see which one works better. And what will probably end up happening is we'll come back to the same time that we start schools now. And then finally, the Senate is ready for the full floor vote on a bill that will ban social media in schools. So if you're on the school network, you're on the school, you might be on your device, but as long as you're on the school network, then social media will not pop up, and you obviously will not be able to pull it up on those school computers and things like that. All right, that's your Florida legislative update right here on News Radio 923. Coming up here in 7 minutes, Gulf Shore, speaking of schools, Gulf Shore Schools is starting a new program that I would like to see more of these types of programs being implemented in our high schools. I'll tell you what that program is in about 7 minutes right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off is returning to Seville Quarter Saturday, April 22nd. Amateur and professional teams will compete for bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And of course, all proceeds benefit the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the elderly white man who allegedly shot a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri pleaded not guilty to charges today. 84-year-old Andrew Lester could face life in prison if convicted of first-degree assault. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy unveiling a plan to lift the U.S. debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion. McCarthy said the legislation would provide $4.5 trillion in savings. The U.S. calling for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan. Sudan's armed forces are currently at war with the paramilitary group, and violence has broken out in Sudan's capital and throughout the country. And you hit on this last hour, McDonald's changing up its Big Macs by adding more sauce, and now you can get even more. The fast food giant announced that for a limited time, customers will be able to get the Big Mac sauce in a dip cup as well.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I missed that. We were covering that last hour. I missed the...
So there's an additional sauce on the burger.
Yeah.
There is a softer...
But if that's not enough sauce and you're like, I need more sauce, you get a dip cup. You get a dip cup of it.
Or put your fries in it, too.
I was gonna say, that's exactly what I was going to say, Greg. I was like, that's for the fries. Yeah, because you want to dip your fries in that. Like, a big thing that's popular out west, like in California and stuff, is fry sauce. You go to all these different restaurants, like In-N-Out Burger and even McDonald's, they sell fry sauce out there, which is basically just some sort of... It's very similar to the
Big Mac. Kind of surprised McDonald's hasn't done this a lot earlier because, I mean, yeah, that sauce is good stuff. You said there was the additional sauce on the Big Mac. There's the softer bun, and then the cheese is supposedly...
Cheese is going to be meltier.
Meltier, okay.
Yeah. And the onions are going to be caramelized. They're going to be cooked on the grill at the same time as the bun, or as the meat.
Okay.
So caramelized onions. And they're going to do that on all of their burgers. So all the burgers will have this new bun style, pillowy soft bun. And then it'll have...
We'll see if they actually turn out that way. I have my doubts.
Exactly. That's kind of interesting right there. I did see Taco Bell has just come out with a new California... what's the Crunch Wrap? California Breakfast Crunch Wrap. So it has like avocado and stuff inside the Breakfast Crunch Wrap. So apparently that just hit this week as well. So kind of crazy. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
It's just one of those afternoons where there's bad traffic everywhere. Right now in 98 heading westbound, we have an accident. This is right off of Low Road, right in front of the Ascends and Shake at Heart emergency room. So expect some extremely slow moving traffic there, almost backing up to 87, and got a text in that they're actually diverting traffic through the neighborhood. So keep that in mind if you're heading into Navarre or heading into Gulf Breeze from Navarre. Also, I-10 slow traffic in the eastbound direction as you are getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. We had a small fender bender that's backing stuff up until to about 9th Avenue, and westbound right in between Pine Forest and 29, we had a small accident that is causing some slow traffic. That's backing up onto I-110 northbound to about Creighton Road. If you see something else on the roads slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, as well as Highway 90 backing up to about East Olive Road. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Again, see something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Coming up here next, we've got your daily dad joke of the day. Plus, Gulf Shores is adding a new program to their high school. I would like to see more of these types of programs added to high schools around the country. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Gulf Shores City Schools are adding a scuba diving course. I think that's pretty cool. I got some other thoughts about that first.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
My friend says he's a compulsive liar. I don't believe him. Yeah, it made Gracie laugh. Not always do I get the daddy dad jokes to make her laugh, but that one made her laugh.
Usually an eye roll.
Yeah, usually an eye roll. That's usually what I get from you. But that's still worth it to me. Still makes me, it makes me laugh. Gulf Shores adding scuba diving course. I'd like to see a lot more things like this because there are actually jobs in our area for scuba diving.
Saw her face.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 4 minutes, we've got your Fox News update that we do, our national news partner, so we'll give you updates of what's going on right there. I do want to share with you breaking news. We did our Florida legislative update at the beginning of this hour, but something broke after we did our Florida legislative update, and that is that the alimony overhaul has cleared the Senate. This is one that's going to try to get rid of permanent alimony. It has been passed twice in the past 10 years by the legislature, and both times the governor has vetoed it. So even if this passed the Senate, goes to the governor, we don't know for sure if the governor is going to pass it or veto it or not. So we'll have to see what happens with that. The reason why they keep getting it vetoed is because there's been concerns with it being retroactive, like going back and changing people who are already paying permanent alimony. How does that get handled? So that's why they keep vetoing it in the past. All right. And also, I just brought up here before we went to the commercial break about Gulf Shore City Schools adding scuba diving courses. And I think that's a fantastic idea, not just because, like, that's a fun thing, because in our community, there's jobs in scuba diving. I know, I actually have family members who, that's their job. They go clean barnacles off of things. They go and do welding underneath the big ships. And there's all kinds of things you can do for scuba diving. Plus, you know, we have tourism here as well, where you can be a scuba diving instructor. You can be somebody who does scuba diving tours. And we've got more and more artificial reefs that are getting built all the time. We just sunk a ship today again to build another artificial reef. So I like these kinds of things in schools where it's not just reading, writing, arithmetic, but it's also, hey, here's some skills for employment that can help you with employment down the road, and some like work readiness type of skills. And so I like these kinds of things. I like to see a lot more of those around the country. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports. Oh no, wait, we got to hit traffic on the fives first.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10 in the westbound direction. We had a small accident in between Pine Forest and 29 that's causing some major slowdowns westbound, backing up to I-110 northbound. So just keep that in mind. We have some heavy delays there. And then eastbound on I-10, getting out of Escambia County, heading towards Santa Rosa County, we have an accident on the Escambia Bay Bridge that's causing slowdowns around Scenic Highway. It's just real slow moving right now. And of course, that is backing things up onto Highway 90. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, is backed up onto Scenic Highway at East Olive Road. And lastly, 98, we still have extremely slow moving traffic. On 98 in Navarre, we have an accident off of Low Road. This is right near the neighborhood Walmart in the Ascension Sacred Heart Emergency Room, backing up to 87 if you're heading westbound. If you see something else on the roads or have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report presented by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top three stories here for you. NASA's decommissioned 600-pound spacecraft is falling back to Earth tonight with the chance of having human contact. Justice Alito delays the abortion pill ruling. I just thought, what if that human contact, what if it lands on Vladimir Putin? Like, oops, it just landed on Vlad.
God works in weird ways.
God works in mysterious ways. I'm just thinking this is the opportunity for the United States to be like, oh, there's a chance that it's going to make human contact, and it seems like it's headed towards Moscow. We can't control where it's falling. It's just free falling. Whoa, that was a much bigger impact than we expected. Okay, well, sorry about that. All right, Justice Alito delays the abortion pill ruling until Friday. And then Elon Musk is warning of artificial intelligence's impact on elections. He calls for more U.S. oversight and says things are getting weird fast. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on TNT tonight, 6:30. Lakers take on the Memphis Grizzlies. Lakers lead the series 1-0. And NBA TV at 8 o'clock, Miami Heat are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. The Heat lead that series. And on TNT at 9 o'clock, Minnesota plays the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets lead that series. NHL hockey playoffs, ESPN2 starts it off at 6 o'clock. Islanders against Carolina. Carolina leads that series. Florida Panthers getting beat in the series against the Boston Bruins. That game's going to be on at 6:30 on ESPN. On ESPN2, at 8:30, Minnesota plays Dallas. And at 9 o'clock on ESPN, LA plays Edmonton. Major League Baseball, earlier today, Tampa Bay Rays beat the Reds 8-0. The Marlins lost to the Giants in 11 innings. Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 14-5. Pittsburgh Pirates beat Colorado 14-3. Cubs beat the A's 12-2. The Mets beat the Dodgers, and the Phillies beat the White Sox. Atlanta Braves lost to the Padres 1-0. Coming up on ESPN Plus at 6:10 will be the Minnesota Twins against the Boston Red Sox. And then sports news, the Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful for the game against the Heat tonight. He's making progress after having a back contusion. The NBA suspended Draymond Green for Game 3 because of his reputation as a repeat offender, being a dirty player. And Kings' De'Aaron Fox wins the NBA's inaugural Clutch Player of the Year award. Tiger Woods had ankle surgery. He had a screw come loose in his ankle, and so he had ankle surgery. No timeline given for his return. Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins admits that he did think about retirement. But when he decided to not retire, turns out he learned how to fall better to make sure he stops hitting his head on the ground and getting those concussions. The new Tennessee Titans Stadium is progressing forward. It's going to have a public hearing before it gets a final vote next week. And finally, in baseball, the New York Mets' Matt Scherzer was ejected after a check of his hand and his glove had a suspicious substance on it. So there you go. That is your sports hit. I saw this story here, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Saw this story here. The 10 priciest cities in the United States where $300,000 a year salary feels more like $100,000 a year. I mean, just saying that is like, oh my goodness. Which is crazy because just 10 years ago, I covered a story on the air and it's always stuck with me. 10 years ago, there was a study done that, okay, we got all these people who are millionaires, right? Like New York City, I saw a report today. New York City has 340,000 millionaires who live in New York City. That's a lot. But they went through the lifestyle of millionaires and said, okay, even though you've got millions of dollars or $1 million, how much do you actually live on every year? And the study found that millionaires, on average, live on about $300,000 to $350,000 a year. So essentially, the study was saying, you want to live like a millionaire? Just need to earn about $300,000 to $350,000 a year. Not just, but you know, that's what you need. You don't need millions a year. You need $300,000 a year, and you'll be living like a millionaire because that's about how much most millionaires live off of. But now, because of inflation and over the past 10 years with prices of real estate and everything going up, here's 10 cities in America where having a $300,000 a year feels more like $100,000. Of course, yes, New York City is one of them, but that comes in second. It's not number one. Numero uno would be Honolulu, Hawaii, which, yeah, that makes sense. All my friends who are from Hawaii who live here in America now, I'm always like, why did you come here? Why don't you go, you know, why don't you be in Hawaii? They're all like, can't afford it. It's so expensive. So Hawaii came in tops, most expensive. $312,000 a year is what you got to earn in order to equate to $100,000. New York City's next. San Francisco, then Oakland, L.A., Long Beach, California, Washington, D.C., San Diego, Boston, Mass., and then Seattle. Those 10 cities, you got to earn quite a bit more money in order to just make it feel like $100,000 a year. I thought that was kind of interesting. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we have your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. And we got Bobby's Brain Teases coming up as well right here on News Radio 92.3.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa
upset, or if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Slow-moving traffic on I-10 in both the east and westbound direction. This is going to be in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. Expect some slow traffic that is backing up to I-110 northbound. In the eastbound direction, if you are leaving Escambia County heading towards Santa Rosa, we had an accident right in the middle of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, backing up to Scenic Highway. Highway 90 is extremely slow-moving due to this accident on I-10. A lot of people are taking Highway 90, and it is slowing things down to East Olive Road onto Scenic Highway if you're getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace. And we still have slow traffic on 98. This is going to be 98 as you are heading westbound out of Navarre going towards Tiger Point. We had an accident right off of Low Road at Ascension Sacred Heart Emergency Hospital or Emergency Room. We're seeing slowdown still. It's cleared up at the scene of the accident, but just keep that in mind. You're still going to see extreme slow traffic if you're heading westbound. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, the Supreme Court is extending access to an abortion pill at least until this Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. President Biden calling on Republicans to take default off the table as Congress needs to pass legislation to raise the debt ceiling. The city of Indio, California, slapping its signature event with a $117,000 fine. City leaders say the Coachella Music Festival violated curfew on all days last weekend. And Tiger Woods still dealing with the effects of his 2021 car accident, and he just underwent leg surgery. Team sharing an update on social media, saying he's getting the procedure to treat his post-traumatic arthritis after fracturing his ankle bone. Bobby, I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of over seeing Tiger Woods limp up and down the golf course at major tournaments. Kind of think it's time for him to hang it up and just let us remember what he was at his peak.
Yeah, he was saying, even leading into the Masters, I don't know how many more of these I have in me. And I was thinking, why are you doing it? Like, we know your body's beat up. I mean, his back already was going out at a younger age anyway because of his stroke. I mean, he just, like, I don't mean he had a stroke. I'm talking about his golf stroke.
Right.
Caused back issues.
And way then back he had in, his, like, 2009.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I mean, this has been, yeah.
So he's already been dealing with major back issues for a long time. Then he had his car accident, like, the first car accident after his breakup.
Yeah.
And then he gets the really bad rollover accident where he breaks his legs, and it was like, why are you still doing it? It's not like he needs the money.
No.
So, and he can say he's passionate about the game, but I mean, look, go play with your son.
Go play with your son.
Or you can go get a golf cart, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't understand why you're putting yourself through this. So I'm sure he's probably going to, I think he's trying to do it to try to appease people. I don't think he's doing
it. Or catch Jack, but that's
maybe
not
catch Jack,
happen.
But you need to get more healed to be able to do that. It's just not going to happen. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top story on FoxNews.com. Real quick, IRS whistleblower says the Hunter Biden investigation is being mishandled, which just about anybody will tell you that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right, the average American worker in 1890 was working 100-hour work weeks. So we think our 40-hour, like, I'm working 40 hours. I'm being overworked. Nah, 1890, 1 hour work week. Holy smokes. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923.